For the first time in more than a decade, Coos County Commissioner Burnham Bing Judd is being challenged for the commissioner's spot he's held since being appointed by a court in 1997. Judd is 79 years old and lives in the northernmost part of the county in Pittsburgh. He hardly pauses after being asked about the lack of opposition over all those years.
Must be people have been happy, satisfied.
One person who isn't satisfied and is betting he's not alone is another Republican, Rick Sampson of Stewartstown. Sampson's 66 years old, a former Wausau mill worker, veteran of 26 years in the National Guard, an active opponent of the Northern Pass Hydroelectric Project. Since there's no Democratic opponent, the Republican winner of Tuesday's primary will have the commissioner's job. Judd is one of three commissioners who share the job of managing a county of about 33,000 people with an annual budget around $31 million. Coos is strong in scenic beauty and recreational opportunities, but Judd says there's no doubt about Coos's biggest challenge.
Create some jobs, and I don't know at this point what.
Sampson says Judd and the other commissioners haven't been resourceful and focused on new ways to bring jobs to the areas around Groveton, Colebrook, and Pittsburgh.
They've more or less been caught in a mindset of the last 10 or 15 years, and I don't think they've explored options. I don't think they've talked to the residents.
However, Sampson doesn't have any specific ideas for boosting the economy. But he says he would seek advice from Coos residents and consider their opinions on all issues, something he asserts Judd does not do.
I don't think the job of any politician, be it on the national or state level, is to dictate what they think is best. I think what they need to do is ask the people, what do you think we need? What do you think is best?
Within the limits of civility, Judd probably couldn't object more strongly.
The biggest lie there ever was.
Judd says public hearings and meetings are held throughout the county, and rarely does anyone show up.
We three commissioners work together, and we love to hear from the public.
However, Sampson says when some of the county's biggest issues have been decided, the public input hasn't been part of the deal. In 2008, Sampson notes, Judd and two other commissioners made a deal with a wind turbine developer. The deal allowed the developer to make fixed payments to the county instead of taxes. That decision was made before a series of public hearings during which considerable opposition to the wind farm was voiced. Judd says the deal wasn't final until it was approved by the Coos County delegation, which is made up of state legislators from Coos. Judd's tenure has seen some controversy. A year later, in 2009, he and two other commissioners were criticized for refusing to sign a grant application for about $3 million in federal stimulus money for the New Hampshire Grand Tourism Project. Judd denied assertions that the commissioners were angry because Commissioner Tom Brady's family business, Six Gun City, was not seen as being good enough to be listed among the New Hampshire Grand Attractions. Judd said the trio just hadn't had enough time to consider the idea. But in 2012, the hottest issue in Coos is the Northern Pass Hydroelectric Project. Sampson has worked against it. Judd says he's totally against eminent domain, but he declines to say if he's for or against Northern Pass. He said he sees good things and bad things about it.
There's millions of dollars if it goes through to Coos County. That's a good thing. And the bad things, depending on what the route is.
Judd says he deserves another term. He says he's been able to get things done in the county. In the last few years, he says he is proudest of adding a sunroom to the county nursing home in West Stewartstown. And he says he really isn't sure whether he'll win another term.
I don't know. You know, it's the people's choice. If they want him, it's no great. It would be a loss to me, yes. But power to him if he gets it.
Meanwhile, Sampson promises to seek advice from residents, to be open to new ideas and opinions, and he's hoping Coos voters see it that way on Tuesday. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.